Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Samachem Bet, looking at Mishnah Bet of the final parak. Yayin and Nesach Shenafal al Gabe Anavim. If Yayin Nesach fell on grapes, then we're now going to enter into a sugya which more or less will take us till the end of the Masechet, which is Ta'aruvot, and some of the general rules of mixing Isur with Heter and the status of the mixture will be laid down here. So if Yayin Nesach fell on grapes, and the grapes are in good shape, meaning they're sealed grapes, Yidichein vein mutarot, wash them off and it's okay. V'imayu mufukot, but if they were cracked, asurot, then they're asur. We'll see how that plays out, what the shear is. Nafal al gabei te'inim or al gabei tmarim. Let's say on the other hand they fell on dates or on, figs or on dates, which are typically a little cracked. Himyesh ben benotein tam asur. If there is enough wine, so there'd be the taste of wine, on the dates or the figs, then they're asur, and if not. Ma'asev baitus ben zunin shevi grogorot bisfina. The story about this fellow named Baitus ben Zunin, who was his father Zunin was the fellow who interacted with Rabbi Akiva in an earlier sugya. That's probably who it is, who was on a boat bringing figs. And a barrel of Yayin Nesach broke, and the wine fell on them. And the Chachamim said it's mutar, which seems to contradict the rule just laid down. Zeha klal, and here's the rule. Kol shebahana tobeno ten tam, which seems to indicate that if the taste benefits the food that it fell in, asur, kol she'in bahana tobeno ten tam, mutar. But if not, then it's mutar, and what's an example of that? Kegon chometz shenafal al gabei grisin. Vinegar that fell on beans, that is something that makes the beans taste worse, and therefore, even if the vinegar comes from Yayin Nesach, nonetheless, it's mutar. Okay, so the Gemara immediately asks the question about the story about Baitus. Ma'asa listor, are you bringing a story in order to contradict the ruling that you just brought? Because you said that if it's Melotetam, it's Asur, and here the Chacham said of mutar with the case on the boat. The answer is Chasur Mechsura. There's something missing in the Mishnah. That's how it should read. Im noten tam lifgamhu, if the taste of the isur, in this case the wine, fouls the taste of the thing that it's infecting, then mutar. And now the story is there to support the ruling, because in this case the wine fouled the taste of the dried figs. Now, hahu kri dechiti d'nafal lechavita d'yai nesach. There was a story about a pile of wheat, and Yayin Nesach fell onto it, broke it, and fell onto it. Sharye didn't necessarily break, but the Chavit emptied out or broke. Sharye Rava Lezabun and the Ovid Kochavim. Rava said that it was mutar to sell this wine to non-Jews. Now, of course, whatever you say that means you're taking a middle ground. You're saying it's Asur B'Shtiyah, and we have to wonder why that is. And you're also saying it's mutar B'Hana'ah, and we gotta understand why that's the case. And so Rava really ended up getting attacked on both accounts. L'chumra he was attacked as follows: Eitave Rava Barli Va'e L'Rava Beged Shavad Bo Kilayim. If you have a garment and somewhere in that garment there is shatnez, but it's not obvious. Harezolim Karen Lavid Kochavim. You can't not sell it to a non-Jew as is. Why? Well, I said him Yidat L'chamor. You can't make it into a saddle bag or a saddle for a saddle blanket for a donkey. But if you find a mit mitzvah, you can use it to make tachrichin. Now the reason for that is because it's never going to get used anywhere else, and a mate is patur min mitzvot, the famous sukkah of tzitzit, on a tachrichim, and therefore that's mutar. Now the obed kochav in my time hello, why are we not allowed to sell it to a non-Jew? The answer is dil ma'at lezabun in Israel. Because he'll sell it to a Jew. He'll say, I bought this garment from a Jew. It must be good for the Jews. And he'll sell it to another Jew. And the Jew doesn't know that it has shatnez in it. Hachinami at the Zabun of Israel. The same thing. If you sell your wheat to a non-Jew, and other Jews know about it, they'll say, oh, it must be good wheat. And they'll buy it. And then they'll be inadvertently ingesting this Yayin Nesach. So what happened? Rava backed off. He said, Hadashar l'mitchinu l'mefinu l'zabuninu l'avdei kochavim Shalom b'fnei Yisrael. So Rava then said, what you can do, what the Jew can do with the wheat, is he can grind it up and bake it into a bread and sell that bread to a non-Jew without a Jew knowing about it. Meaning that if this goy tries to sell to a Jew, no Jew is going to buy a non-Jew's bread. And the non-Jew said, oh, I got the wheat from Israel. It doesn't matter. The goy baked it. He's not going to buy it because pot. Okay. Now, let's test Rava's position on the other side. In our Mishnah, we said, if wine falls onto grapes, let's wash them off. But if the grapes are cracked, then they're asur. Only if they're cracked. So how come this wheat was asur? After all, the wheat is smooth like grapes, and the wheat kernels, at least, are smooth like grapes. You just wash them off. Why should it be asur at all? Papa said that wheat is different because they have little cracks in them. It's literally like they're cracked open. They're not smooth like, say, grape. The skin of a grape is smooth, and therefore stuff does seep in. Okay, now we're going to begin a series of machlokot that are related between Abaye and Rava about the status of taste as a definer of food. Here we go. Chamra atika b'invi. Let's say that old wine fell onto grapes, and the grapes were open, cracked open. Divrei HaKol b'notein tam. Everybody agrees that the status is decided based on notein tam, meaning that the wine tastes different than the grapes, and therefore, if the wine seeps in a little bit into the grapes, if there's enough wine to affect and be felt inside the grapes, then it's asur. If the wine is yayin nesach, and if not, not. Now, chamra chanata b'invi. What if you have new wine that tastes exactly like grapes? It's like grape juice. Falls onto grapes. Abaye amar b'mashu. He says the isur is b'mashu, any amount. There's no bitul. Rav amar b'notein tam. Rav says it has to be a measure of taste. If it's not enough to give taste, which of course means if that amount of liquid of something else that tasted different would be able to be tasted in the grape, then it's asur, and if not, not. Let's see why. Abaye amar b'mashu, because bater ta'am azlinan. Taste defines the element. And therefore, idiv idi chad ta'amahu. The grapes and the new wine taste exactly alike. Therefore is tahave li min b'mino. Now we have a case of min b'mino when one usser component fell into something of exactly the same type, which is mutar. And what's the din? Min b'mino b'mashu. When you have a liquid mix, meaning an actual mix of min b'mino, it's usser b'mashu, there's no beetle because tam doesn't play a role here. Rav Amar Benotein Tam, why? Bater Shema Azlinam. He says what defines the status of food is its name, its nomenclature. Vayishmalachud. This is called wine and this is called grapes. And therefore, Vavilein Min B'Sheino Mino. Now it's two separate kinds. And what's the din of Min B'Sheino Mino? Benotein Tam. Okay, let's test this. Tanan. Yayin Nesach Shafal Gabayan Avim V'chulei Our Mishnah. Now, Kasal Kataita Chamar Chadita B'Invi. We assume that our Mishnah is talking about new wine. and it just says asur. If it falls in, it just says asur. My love benotein tam, isn't when it says asur, doesn't it mean benotein tam, as we saw later in the Mishnah with figs and the dates, which would then support Abaye? Lo bimashu. So that would support Rava. And the answer is no, bimashu. When it said asurot, it means asurot immediately. There's no pitul, there's nothing to measure. Now, that supports Abaye. Now, Hamidiktani Seifazak Klal Kosh Manatom Benotein Tam Asur Kosh Ein Manatom Benotein Tam Mutar. Since the end of the Mishnah defines, no Tein Tam depends on whether or not it's a good Tam. Therefore, we see Mechlal Demenotein Tam Askin, and the entire Mishnah must be using no Tein Tam as a shear. And indeed, that's what it said in the middle section about the figs and the dates. So, that should support Rava, who says that when it's new wine falling on grapes, it would be Benotein Tam, because they're two separate kinds, even though they're the same taste. How would Abaye defend it? Matnitin machamratika b'invi. Our Mishnah is talking about old wine. And therefore, you're right, it is Notein Tam, but that's because it's old wine, it has a different taste. Okay, now we're going to move ahead. Chalad achamra v'chalad ashichra. You have vinegar that's made of wine, vinegar that's made of mead. So they have the same name. Now we're flipping it, where things have a different taste, but the same name. Or chamira d'chiti v'chamira d'sari, two different kinds of wine. The first was two kinds of vinegar. Either have wine vinegar and mead vinegar, or in this case, wheat wine and barley wine. Abaye amar benotein tam. Abaye says, if one of those is asur, falls into the other one that's mutter, the shear is notein tam. Why? Bata tam azlinen. Because after all, you look at the taste, And v'hai tam alechud, v'hai tam alechud. Each has a different taste. Wheat wine and barley wine don't taste alike. Wine vinegar and mead vinegar don't taste alike. For the min b'she'ino mino, and therefore min b'she'ino mino, but no ten tam. That's the shear of min b'she'ino mino, when one thing falls into another kind. Rava amar b'mashu. Rava says that the shear in such a case is mashu. So now the positions we had earlier get flipped, because now instead of having two different names that have the same taste, we have one name that has different taste. Rava says mashu, batoshmazlinan. So at least Rava and Abaye we now see are being consistent. They're not saying the position or lechumra or lekula, but rather consistently. V'hai chala mikri, v'hai chala mikri. Rava says the vinegar is called vinegar, whether it's vinegar from meat or vinegar from wine. V'hai chamira mikri, v'hai chamira mikri, or the wheat but wine and the barley wine are both called wine. V'hava they mean bimino. And therefore it's mean bimino, v'chom mean bimino mashu. Okay, now Amar Abaye. Abaye is going to prove his position, or support his position, that Tam defines everything. I'll prove that to you. Let's say you have two or three different kinds of spices. But they all have one name. They could have more than one name, but they could also just have one name. Asurin, this is in the context of Truma. Asurin umit starfin. They prohibit what's in the pot that they're giving taste to, and they're mitzaref, which means that you combine the shear of them in order to make a shear of iser. Chizkiah's confirmed interpretation of this is we're talking about things that sweeten the pot. Since you could use them to make the foods sweeter, therefore they're mitzaref. So now, Iyamar Pishtom Abata Tamaz Linan, Abaye says, look, it says even if they all have one name, spearmint and peppermint, etc. He said, so if you agree with me that Tam defines them, so Kula Chad Taimahu, they all have one taste, right? Ela Iyamar Bata Shmaz Linan, but if you go after the name, Haishmalachud Vaishmalachud, this one's called spearmint, this one's called peppermint, this one's called something else. So the fact that they all have one taste, according to you, Rava, shouldn't make a difference. They have different names. They should not be mitzaref. According to me, they're mitzvah because they all have one taste. That defines them. Rav Amar Lecha, how could Rav answer that? Hamani Rav Meir, that's authored by Rav Meir. The Tanya, Rav Yehuda, Omer Mishum, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda quoted Rav Meir saying, Minayin Lechol, Yisurin Shabbatar, Hashem Mitztarfin Zayim Zeh. All Yisurim are always mitzvah with each other. You could have a kazayit of Nevela and a half a kazayit of Chazer, and it's mitzvah. Shneimar, not exactly that far, but Lo Tochal Kol Toivah. The Torah, in introducing the Macholot Asurot in Parshat Re'eh, opens with the line, do not eat any abomination. And the read is, Kol sh'tiavdi lecha re'eh u'v'al tochal. Anything that I prohibited to you to eat has a din of, don't eat it. And therefore, it's all under one Isur, and it could all be mitzaref. So therefore, Rava says, if Rav Meir would certainly say that if you have a few different kinds of spices that are all Asur, because they're all Truma, then of course they're mitzaref, but that doesn't prove anything about our issue about Tam and Shame, because Rav Meir says all Isurim are mitzaref. We're talking outside of the world of Rav Meir, where things that are separate are not mitzaref with each other, they're seen as separate kinds, and then all the rules of min b'mino, min b'sheino mino apply, and we have to identify what defines a particular foodstuff. And I claim that it's the name. Now, chala l'gochamra, now we're going to move to a different area, but it's going to, again, use taste. But you're going to see the positions are not switched, but moved up. If vinegar, let's say of Yayin Nesa, falls into a barrel of wine, or some vat of wine, now they have a different taste, and they have a different smell. That's critical. Divrei HaKol b'noten tam. Everybody agrees that the shear is noten tam. But chamra l'gochala, let's flip it. And the notion here, as Rashi elucidates, is that the vat immediately has this vapors of vinegar, so anything that falls in takes on the vapor of vinegar. Abaye amar b'mashu. Abaye says if the one that falls in is yayin nesach, it invalidates the entire vat of vinegar, even if it's only a drop. Rav amar b'noten tam. Rav says no, it has to be enough to give a taste. Now let's see. Abaye amar b'mashu. Abaye says it's mashu. Why? Because reche chala v'tam machamra, if it has the smell of vinegar and the taste of wine, chala, that means that it is vinegar. And in other words, he says that smell defines it. When smell and taste are different, smell defines what it is. And as soon as it fell in, it took on the vapor of vinegar, and by the time it hit, it was vinegar hitting vinegar, even though it had a taste of wine. Why? He says if it smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, it's wine. So when it hit, it was wine hitting vinegar. That's the shear. Now, we'll see an example of how Reach becomes a player. Hai Batiha. Batiha is a smell tap. They would tap into a barrel of wine and open it up in order for people to smell it and be interested in buying it. And if you popped open, Oved Kochav Mid Yisrael, if it's a non-Jew coming by and smelling the wine of Yisrael, Shaper Dami, that doesn't affect it at all. But Yisrael, but Oved Kochavim, what about a Jew smelling the wine of a non-Jew in that Batiha? Bayamar Asur. Bai is being consistent and says, Reach defines the thing. You are smelling it. You're violating an Isser here. You're not going to get Makot for it. But Rav Amar Mutar. Abai Amar Asur. Why? Reche Miltahi. Because Reach really means something. Rav Amar Mutar. Because Reich Alav Miltahi. Reach doesn't mean anything. And especially when it's something here, it's the food stuff. Reach is not an Isser. It's ephemeral. It doesn't count. Now, Amar Rav Amar Minalad Reich Alok Lok. Now it's Rava who provides the proof. He says, how do I know that Reach is not a meaningful consideration? Did not have the Mishnah. Tanur shisiko b'chamon shel trumot. It's a Mishnah in Trumot. If you fire up an oven with cumin, that's truma cumin, v'afabo at a pot, and then you bake bread in it, a pot muter, you could eat the bread. A non-coin, you could eat the bread. V'she'en tam kamon elo recha kamon. This is the interpretation. Because you don't have the taste of cumin here, you just have the smell of cumin, and therefore smell is not significant. Abaye says, Shani hatam de mikla isure. That's different because in that case, the isur has been burned up. All there is the remnants, the residue. There I agree, but in the case of the barrel of wine, the wine is still sitting there. I'm Rav Mari Ketanoi. Rav Mari says, this machloka Abaye and Rav about the status of smell is really a machloka Tanaim Ketanoi. There's another Mishnah on Trumot. If you take hot bread right out of the oven and put it right onto a barrel of yayin of Truma, Rameir says you can't eat the bread. Sounds like Rameir holds it. Recha tama, recha yimilta. From Yehuda Matir, Yehuda says you can eat the bread. It sounds like he holds like Rava, who says recha la milta. Rabbi Yossi Matir b'shal chitin v'oser b'shal se'orim. And it's unclear really Rabbi Yossi's position. Because he says, Nesha Sorim Mishoavot, he says that you cannot eat a barley bread because barley bread really sucks up the wine. The question is, does he mean that it really draws in some taste of wine? Well, more than likely, he agrees that Reach is significant, but Reach only plays a role in barley bread, not wheat bread. In any case, Mailav Bakim Palgi, Demar Sava Recha Milti, Demar Sava Recha Lagbumu, is this not the case that their machloket is about whether Reach is meaningful? Now, this, of course, is an attack. This is not a statement. This is an attack. Because to say that a machloket Abaye Rava is really machloket Tanaim means there's something we're not understanding correctly. Because no way in the world would Abaye and Rava replicate a machloket. They would just say, halacha ker meir, halacha ker Rabbi Yehuda. So the answer is, the Rava vadai Tanaihi. Rava does have to agree that there's a machloket Tanaim, and the Rabbi Meir disagrees with his position and says Reach is meaningful. But Labaye milema Tanaihi, but does Abaye have to admit to that? No, Lav Meet Mar Lav Rav Rachana Rabbi Yishlokish. Didn't Yishlokish, in the confirmed interpretation of the Mishnah, say Pat Chama B'Chavit Tucha? If we're talking about hot bread and an open barrel, then Divrei Kol Asura. Everybody agrees it's Asur, which means everybody agrees with me that Reach is meaningful. V'Pat Sonen B'Chavit Megufa. If it's cold bread and a sealed, corked up barrel, Divrei Kol Muteret. Obviously, it's Mutar. Nechleku Ela V'Pat Chama B'Chavit Megufa. The machloket is only when you have half of it, hot bread but a sealed barrel, or cold bread on an open barrel. And the case I'm talking about, the smell tap, is really like hot bread on an open barrel, because it's open for you to smell, it's right available. And your olfactory nerves are certainly no worse than the hot bread. He said, therefore, from my position, everybody agrees with me that Reach is really significant, and therefore it is Asur. We will hold off at this point, and near to Shem in the next podcast, begin analyzing the issue of Noten Tam Lifgam, which is the rule at the end of our Mishnah. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.